Well, Haiti has a new interim prime minister, not one picked by the voters of Haiti, of course. No, one that has been selected by the Biden administration, of course. This all comes just after two missionaries from the United States were killed in Haiti. Of course, the Biden administration would love nothing more than to use that as a catalyst for the invasion of Haiti. So we have an interim prime minister picked by the Biden administration who used to work under Bill Clinton. And we have two missionaries now killed in Haiti. This justification for an invasion of Haiti. Of course, we would love nothing more than to go in there and take over that country. That is exactly where Dan Cohen's journalism has been focused over the last few years. Dan Cohen from Uncaptured Media has just released a brand new documentary on Haiti, which we'll get to here in a moment, but a lot of developing stories out of Haiti that we wanted to bring Dan on to talk about. Really one of the few journalists in the world covering this story. This is why we think it's so important to bring to you here on Redacted. Dan, great to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Always good to be with you, Clayton.
So we'll get to your documentary here in a moment. I know it's been something you and Kim Ives have been working on for many years and a lot of work from independent journalism to go into this great piece. So we'll talk about that. But first, we got to talk about obviously what's been going on over the past few days. So first of all, let's talk about this new interim prime minister. I mentioned the Clinton connection here, but this is not somebody selected by the Haitian people.
Right. He's the prime minister in Haiti is always appointed by the president. However, Haiti does not have a president. Its last president, Jovenel Moise, was assassinated in in what is still an unsolved mystery, though has basically fingerprints of the oligarchs in Haiti that are tied to the U.S. all over it. And there's not much interest in solving it in Washington, at least publicly. So that really speaks volumes. So in its place, the U.S., through CARICOM, has cobbled together something called the Transitional Presidential Council, which is several political figures from the same old political class in Haiti that are in a sort of power-sharing agreement, and they are all obliged to support this U.S.-backed invasion of Haiti. So they're all just acting as hood ornaments for the tanks coming in, figuratively speaking. So that is who appointed this new prime minister, Gary Kony, who's actually an old prime minister. He was the prime minister for 8 months, from 2011 to 2012, when basically Hillary Clinton was running the show. And just before that, he was Bill Clinton's bagman when Bill Clinton was the UN special envoy to Haiti in the aftermath of the earthquake. So he's basically just another puppet from the same political class, and the same political class that has made Haiti into what it is today is now claiming they have the solution, which is a foreign invasion backed, supported by an unelected government.
So you talked about after the earthquake, he was given $13 billion, I believe, to distribute in Haiti to help the people of Haiti. What happened to that money?
Yeah, there was more than $13 billion raised and, you know, all kinds of feel-good moments from the international community that were going to help Haiti in the aftermath of this horrific natural disaster. And in fact, the vast majority, in fact, 99% of that money just went to foreign NGOs. It just got washed right back into the coffers of NGOs here in Washington. So kind of like how Ukraine is a big money laundering scheme, the Haiti aid project in the aftermath of the earthquake was too. Only 1% of that $13+ billion went to the Haitian government. And you know, there are entire books written about what a massive swindle this was.
Now we have these two missionaries also killed from the United States. What happened here, and how is the Biden administration, the rhetoric coming out of Washington, D.C., being used to justify sending in military assistance from the United States to help stabilize this country?
Yeah, so on May 23rd, there were two young American missionaries named David Lloyd III and Natalie Baker Lloyd. They were a young couple, and they were killed in a home, in the compound they live in. And it's still not absolutely 100% certain what happened. As best we can tell, and this is from accounts that have been given both by David Lloyd's father and by the owner of a local orphanage in this area of Kena, where these killings happened, there was an armed group called the Pier 6 gang that went and basically robbed them, tied them up, robbed them, just tried to clean out the place. They left, and David Lloyd was on his, this is according to the father, was on the phone with his father in the United States saying what had happened, and then another armed group came, and apparently they were under the impression that it was the same guys. So somebody, it seems, opened fire on that armed group, and the armed group that was outside returned fire. Now, that armed group turned out to be the local leader, a guy named Jeff, who is part of what's called the Vive Ensemble Coalition, and is generally speaks in quite anti-imperialist terms and is not known to be some kind of killer. But I think one of his men was shot, so he returned fire. So it was basically just a big, unfortunate and very sad mistake in which these two young missionaries were killed in a very horrific way. But the investigation, there hasn't been a real investigation done that was immediately seized upon and exploited, particularly by Republican members of Congress, Josh Hawley, for example, who are saying, Biden is stalling on getting, Biden is stalling on, this intervention into Haiti. We're just abandoning Haiti, and we need to be able to get police in there to do the job. So there's been some kind of holdup from Republican members of Congress to get full funding for the foreign invasion that the Biden administration is trying to organize into Haiti. And that tragic incident was exploited to try to push that through on the Republican side of the aisle.
Of course, two missionaries killed in Haiti in a foreign country, and we need to send in military force. This past weekend in Chicago, 9 people were killed, 41 people injured, Memorial Day related gang violence and violence in the United States. But we need to send in troops into Haiti to stabilize that country. Maybe we should send them into Chicago. I don't know. I want to talk about your documentary. Of course, a big focus, and I think you've done amazing work here on your coverage over the past number of years in Haiti, which is there's the Western narrative that Jimmy Cherizier, aka Barbecue, and the reason he has that nickname is because his father would sell barbecue food on the streets, and he would sell
his mother.
Sorry about that. Right. And so you're a lot of your focus has been on this organizing of these groups coming together to try to keep the imperialist tendencies of the West out of Haiti, trying to provide for the people of Haiti. Can you talk a little bit more about that and what your documentary, again, you've been working on this for years now, and I'm so glad to hear that it's finally out. Give us the title. Where can people buy it, and tell us what it's all about?
Yeah, so the latest documentary we did, is kind of a continuation of the coverage of Haiti that we've been doing. First, we released the 3-episode series, Another Vision, which, you can find on my YouTube, on Uncaptured Media's YouTube. It's also anothervisionhaiti.com. You can see it there. And then, of course, the work we did with Redacted when we were down there in November 2022, covering the standoff at the Varroa fuel terminal. And so the latest piece we've done we've been working on for most of the past year. It involved 2 trips to Haiti, one in August of 2023 and one in February of 2024, right before kind of everything kicked off. And so Jimmy Cherizier, known as Barbecue, basically for years has been trying to get the armed groups of the different neighborhoods to stop fighting and abandon criminal activity. And he had been fighting against them to basically defend his own neighborhood. But the whole time his message was, let's stop fighting and let's turn our weapons against the elite criminal class that gives us these weapons and these bullets and imports them so we can shoot at each other and kill each other. And so finally, as Biden has organized this foreign invasion, that really the target, the number one target is Cherizier, that his message has resonated more. Cherizier's message has resonated more, and he finally succeeded in getting this a coalition called Vive Ensemble, or Live Together, into cementing this. And that's what we show in this documentary episode. So it's called Haiti Intervention versus Revolution. And we document the rise of this phenomenon, Vive Ensemble, warts and all. I mean, you know, we were down there in August, right when they announced it, and he was pretty optimistic. And then we were down there in February, right before everything happened, and he was basically it was not working out. It had sort of taken a step back. There was fighting between some of the armed groups, but with Ariel Henry going to Kenya in late February in order to basically get a U.S.-backed Kenyan force inside Haiti, that compelled the groups to set aside their differences and go, and basically they attacked the airport. So Ariel Henry, the U.S.-appointed, universally reviled prime minister who was never elected, so they shut him out. So basically the U.S. has now turned to this transitional presidential council. If you read the U.S. media, you'll just hear that Barbecue is a cannibal and he's a terrorist. And what we wanted to do is show that in his neighborhood and around his neighborhood, he has very deep support, that he's actually protecting people, contrary to U.S. media portrayal, and that even people from other neighborhoods that have been attacked by criminals, they come to Cherizier's neighborhood to be able to survive, and he provides for them. And also he provides vendors in markets from markets that have been taken over by criminal groups. They're able to sell their wares and basically survive under his watch. So I want to show a clip from the documentary.
Même l'entend a parlé de barbecue, barbecue bon bagaille. Barbecue bon bagaille. C'est lui qui va nous souffre. Qui fait nous marcher là?
Son bandit au papier n'a pas qu'un là.
Non, barbecue est bon bagaille. Nous pas besoin à rien. Barbe à Paris encore. Vim barbe.
Are these people kind of afraid to come forward and show their support? I mean, they'll sort of quietly off camera say, we support Barbecue, but if they speak out publicly, they could be targeted. They could be, you know, they could be sought after by the Biden administration or other people, who these elites who want to get rid of Barbecue.
Definitely. People in those areas are afraid to have their faces on camera. That's why you saw the one man with like a kind of sack over half of his face. Others that just, a lot of people just wouldn't speak on camera because they're afraid if they go into the, you know, outside of that area, they can be targeted by police. They can be targeted by other armed groups that maintain their involvement in criminal activity. So, you know, there's broad support, but people are frankly afraid to voice it.
Well, the new documentary, which is a continuation of all the work you've been doing over the years, the new documentary is called Haiti Intervention or Revolution. If you want to educate yourself on what is happening in Haiti, you want to educate yourself on how the West manufactures consent to invade these countries and destabilize these countries, I think this is really an important moment, because your journalism here has shown the world the truth, and this has been an absolute thorn in the sides of the Biden administration and the United Nations, who, of course, been trying to intervene and trying to send troops and trying to destabilize this country for many, many years. So this is exactly the power of journalism right here. We'll have a link in the description below. People can check out the new documentary, Haiti Intervention or Revolution. Dan, great to see you. Thank you so much for the great work, as always.
Always appreciate it. Thank you, Clayton.